been a while since Michael Jordan's done any interviews anywhere, but he sat down with Ed Bradley for an interview that's going to air this Sunday night on 60 Minutes. Let me play a little bit of it because the conversation turned towards part of Michael Jordan's life that I'm betting he doesn't like to talk about all that much, his gambling habit.
I've gotten myself into situations that where I would not walk away, and I've pushed the envelope. Is that compulsive? Yeah, it depends on how you look at it. If you're willing to jeopardize your livelihood and your family, then yeah.
Your father said that Michael doesn't have a gambling problem. He has a
competitive
problem. Yeah. What did he mean by that?
Yeah, I want to win. Yeah, I want to go out on a limb and win.
Here's the man who did that interview with Michael Jordan, Ed Bradley from 60 Minutes on the Paul Harris Show. Hello, Ed.
Hi, how are you, Paul?
I'm doing just fine. Michael Jordan still doing a lot of gambling, is he?
You know, I think Michael Jordan is gambling as much as he wants to and when he wants to and within what he certainly considers to be reasonable limits.
Is he getting hassled about this?
I don't think so. I mean, I've seen headlines today that I think, frankly, that people have jumped to the wrong conclusion saying that he has a gambling problem. He says he doesn't have a problem and that he wouldn't do anything to jeopardize his family or his livelihood. So if I gambled $10,000 a shot at blackjack, that would be a problem. If you gambled $10,000 a shot at blackjack, that would be a problem. For Michael Jordan, who makes $35 million a year in endorsements alone,
yep.
$10,000 a shot is chump change for him.
I can't imagine even thinking about putting $10,000 down.
Right, because you don't, how much do you make in endorsements?
None.
There's the difference. Here's a guy who makes $35 million in endorsements,
yeah,
and he doesn't even play anymore. He runs a company, the Jordan brand at Nike, grosses $500 million a year.
Yep. So
he does gamble. Does he gamble a lot of money? Yeah, he does. Can he afford it? Yes, he can.
Yeah, you know, and I don't like people who criticize other people about what they do with their own money. That's their business, and I don't want anybody telling me what I do with my money. You know, I play poker. I don't talk about how much I win or I lose, but that's nobody's business, and I don't know whether you gamble or not, but if you did, I don't really care how much you win or you lose. That's nobody else's business. So,
you know, I used to love to play blackjack. I don't play much anymore, but I remember when I was in Vietnam, one time in one night, I won a million piastres.
Which is?
Well, at the official rate, it was probably worth about maybe, $20,000-$30,000.
Wow.
I settled for 300. I mean, 2 days later, they evacuated the country. The currency was worthless.
Yeah.
You bet 50,000 piastres on a hand. It was like playing Monopoly.
You were the Michael Jordan of Vietnam.
Hey, man, I won a million piastres one night. I thought that was great.
What else did you talk to Jordan about? Couldn't be the whole segments on gambling.
No, we talked about his competitiveness and how he gets it out of himself now by playing golf. We talked about the Wizards and how he was unceremoniously fired, that he never saw it coming. And we spent, I tell you what was really the most fun, was seeing him in Las Vegas at an event he does twice a year. It's the Michael Jordan Senior Flight School. He does that once a year. He does a junior flight school for kids. At the senior flight school, he takes guys who are in their 30s and older. I mean, there was a guy there in his 60s who paid $15,000 to come to the camp for 4 days. They are coached by people like Larry Brown, Hubie Brown, John Thompson, Mike Krzyzewski, the guy who was just fired by Cincinnati, Bob Huggins, the top coaches in the country, Tubby Smith. These are great basketball coaches, professional and amateur. For college basketball NCAA referees, they divide themselves up into teams. The coaches put them through drills, and they play each other in a tournament, and they even have a most valuable player. And the most fun thing for them, though, is that they get to play every day against Michael Jordan.
Wow.
Three on threes. And Michael is, we all know what a great basketball player he is. But he was also a world-class trash talker. I mean, he would bait those guys in the NBA. I mean, if he threw it up in your face, he'd let you know it.
And is he doing it to the guys in camp, too?
He's doing it to these guys who are weekend ball players. I mean, there was a guy, he throws up a three. And Michael says, hey, I led the league. Averaged 30 points in my career. You think they were all layups? You got to contest my shot.
Uh-huh.
A little guy comes out to guard him. He says, mouse in the house. I said, Michael, what are you doing? And he said, look, these guys want the full NBA experience. That's what I do to the NBA guys.
Did you take him on?
You know what? They loved it. He showed me, I got on the court with him, and he showed me how he would do things that what you might call bending the rules so that you could get away with something and the referee wouldn't see you.
Uh-huh.
Like pushing a guy one way, pulling on his jersey, pulling on his shorts. All of the NBA players do it. He did it better than most.
I bet he did, yeah. All right, I know you got to run here. I got two quick questions for you. One, what's this thing about you guys do, like a commercial-free 60 minutes or something? What's that?
It's not actually commercial-free. We are having, instead of the full run of commercials, we're having just 5 minutes of commercials. The entire hour has been bought by Philips, and their idea is to say, look, we have a classy product, and this is a classy broadcast. What it enables us to do is to put more time into the editorial content. We can run longer stories.
Nice. Now, the other thing before you run here, did you have discussions with Les Moonves or Andrew Hayward or anybody else about sitting in the anchor chair Monday through Friday nights?
No.
Not interested?
Not interested. Years ago, I was approached about my interest and said, you know, I love what I do, and I don't want to go to the same place every day and do the same thing.
You're going to keep doing it on 60 Minutes?
Oh, you bet.
Well, you're one of the best. Thanks for your time
today,
Ed.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Ed Bradley from 60 Minutes here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.